The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, well, the news machine has been working overtime. There's lots going on, lots to talk about. Joining us right now to cover at least a couple of the things that have been going on in the most recent news cycle from the Detroit News, Craig Mauger. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. What a week, and we're not even halfway through it.
Yeah, are you one of those people that thought, man, once we get past the election, everything's going to quiet down a little bit?
Sadly, I was. Hey, I hate to admit that. I'm so wrong.
Yeah, I got sucked into that as well. It's just been crazy the last couple of weeks. I want to talk about the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Tell us what went on in Detroit yesterday, because this has made national news. This is stunning.
Yeah, so yesterday the Wayne County Board of Canvassers met. They're supposed to take up this very procedural step of certifying the results of the elections in Wayne County. And initially, during a very lengthy meeting that lasted about 5 hours, the board deadlocked on whether to certify the results. There are two Republicans, two Democrats. They split. Republicans said, don't certify. Democrats said, certify. Then what ensued was hours of angry public comment, very frustrated with the idea that they weren't going to certify these results, which is a highly unusual move. And then around 9 o'clock at night, when the live stream of the video went down, so you couldn't watch it on the video feed, it was a virtual meeting, the board voted to certify the results. And then quickly thereafter, the board adjourned. It was a really an incredible thing to watch last night.
I bet it was. Was it a technical glitch, or do you think something else was going on there?
I think it was. They were having trouble figuring out how to operate the camera and the Zoom. And they kept muting people and then unmuting people. And then basically the feed halted for like 10 minutes. And then when it came back on, they said, hey, we just certified the results. And we're all, you know, people watching on Twitter are saying, what just happened? They certified their results. The whole meeting was about how they didn't certify the results. So it was quite a moment.
I guess it was. And so this settles Michigan now, right?
No, it's not settled quite yet. All right. I mean, these results are going to go to the State Board of Canvassers. So that's the next step in this process. So the State Board of Canvassers is two Democrats and two Republicans, like the county board. Now it's up to the State Board of Canvassers to certify the results, essentially validate the results across the state. And there's going to be a lot of attention on that state board in the coming days.
I guess there will. This is fascinating stuff. And the president, by the way, even tweeted out when he thought that the results were not certified. He was kind of excited, at least for a minute last night, according to his tweet.
Yeah, he tweeted out and basically in triumph. Hey, look, the board didn't certify these results. He's been alleging without much evidence that the results are in Michigan are due to fraud, and he doesn't have much evidence of that. But he took this initial board vote of, hey, look, I was right. They're not even willing to certify the results. But his tweet came down like 4 minutes after the board had already reversed course. And that was just something else that added to the drama last night.
Pretty interesting. I want to talk also about the three-week, it's not really a lockdown or a shutdown, but, trying to keep gatherings of people indoors to a minimum. That means restaurants and bars closed as of today, and theaters and a few other things as well. When the governor announced this on Sunday, she was asked, and I found this really interesting, she was asked, what about the legislature? Do they have a say in this? And mm-hmm. says, they haven't brought us anything. They want to do some PSAs. And the Senate Majority Leader had something to say about that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I had a conversation with him yesterday about what he thinks needs to be done. I mean, basically, the lawmakers have been arguing that they should have a seat at the table and get a say in these decisions. So I said, what do you want to see done? And one of the main things, he did talk about other things. He talked about trying to increase hospital capacity across the state, but one of the things he focused on is doing PSAs across the state, Republicans and Democrats. He wants to do one with him, having him and the governor, conservative Republican and the Democratic governor, being next to each other, encouraging people to wear masks, encouraging people to consider not gathering for the holidays. And he thinks, this is his argument, is that he thinks people need to be appealed to on a personal level instead of issuing mandates. And I will say, you know, a lot of these national public health experts are on board with the targeted restrictions the governor's doing. But the Senate leader, this is the approach he thinks needs to be taken at this moment. That's what he'd like to see.
I don't know that that's the only approach to take, but that certainly would go a long ways, I think, in conveying the message that we're, you know, both parties on the same page here.
It's something that, you know, there's been a lot of debate since you made these comments about whether it would work or not. We did see yesterday the governor of Michigan and governors of other Great Lakes states come together for a video to talk about the seriousness of what's happening with the coronavirus right now around the holidays, and that included, you know, the Republican governor of Ohio was involved in that. So, I mean, we have seen something like this already.
Is this impeachment talk, talk about impeaching the governor of Michigan over her actions? Are there any legs to this, do you think, Craig?
I mean, if you consider legs the fact that, you know, there are a few lawmakers talking about it, that's about all there's going to be on this. I mean, already yesterday in MERS News, a political newsletter here in Lansing, the Speaker of the House came out and kind of put the kibosh on this and said it's not going to happen in the House. The Senate leader told me yesterday that he thinks there are other things that, you know, it would be better for lawmakers to be spending their time on at the moment. So if you have the top two, you know, highest ranking, very powerful Republicans in the legislature essentially coming out and saying this isn't going to happen, there's basically no path forward for that. It's going to get a lot of attention on certain realms of social media, but the logistics of actually pulling off what they're trying to suggest as possible, they don't exist at this moment.
Yeah, it would take a lot to make that happen. Very interesting goings on there. Do you ever get a day off, Craig?
I do. I had last week off. It was incredible.
I mean,
I'm very thankful for it. I feel re-energized at the moment.
Well, yeah. No shortage of news, that's for sure. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. Thanks so much, Craig.
Hey, thank you.
All right, take care.